CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 4th of June 2023. Here are the main news headlines. Volunteers Week, new edition of Radcom Basics, RSGB Emerging Technology Coordinating Committee. The RSGB is in the middle of celebrating Volunteers Week, which runs from the 1st to the 7th of June. Volunteers are the lifeblood of the Society, and the RSGB wants to thank everyone who gives their time and expertise to support it and amateur radio across such a wide range of roles. Head over to the special webpage at rsgb.org/volunteers-week to hear from just some of the RSGB's volunteers. Keep an eye on the RSGB social media channels and look out for the special feature in the July issue of Radcom. The new edition of the RSGB's Radcom Basics is now out. It includes articles about using FT8 and the reverse beacons to gauge HF propagation, repairing circuit board tracks, a compact 160-metre vertical, basic fault finding, and the doublet antenna. If you're an RSGB member, go to the website on the RSGB pages to read this issue. If you'd like to receive an email as soon as the latest Radcom Basics is available, log into the RSGB Membership Services portal and go to the Manage Preferences section. The Society is looking for a volunteer to join the RSGB Emerging Technology Coordinating Committee, or ETCC, to act as regional representative for the Central England region. The function of the ETCC is to assist radio amateurs seeking an NOV to operate repeaters, gateways or beacons within the UK. The successful applicant will have broad experience of radio system engineering, analogue and digital modes, local topography and propagation theory. If you're interested in this role, email ETCC Chairman Andrew Barrett, GDOR, by the 9th of July. That's chairman at rsgb.org.uk. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. It's the way it's written. I'll say that address again. It's etcc.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB National Radio Centre welcomes thousands of people through its doors each month and needs to expand its team of volunteers. If you're interested in this, that is to become an NRC volunteer, you should enjoy meeting people and be prepared to work a minimum of one, preferably 2 days a month. The team is particularly interested in recruiting new volunteers who are able to work at weekends. The National Radio Centre has a fabulous setup and full training on using the GB3RS radio station will be given. You'll be joining a friendly and dedicated team. NRC volunteers also enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. For more information about volunteering, please email NRC coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, via nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. Don't forget to join the RSGB's Live Tonight at 8 webinar this Monday the 5th of June, when Mike Richards, G4WNC, will be giving a live presentation on Node-RED for radio amateurs. Node-RED is a visual programming language that's very powerful, but surprisingly easy to use. The language has matured over recent years and has the potential to be a valuable tool for radio amateurs. Watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. For more information, see the RSGB website. The Worktall Britain Group will be holding its AGM on Sunday the 11th of June at 12 p.m. The venue will be the meeting room of Alfreton Leisure Centre, Bowles Hall, Church Street, Alfreton, D557BD. For further information, contact Paul, M1AIB, via m1aib@worked-all-britain.org.uk, or just visit the WAB site. Now for details of rallies and events, Balding Radio Rally takes place today, Sunday the 4th. The venue is Holbeach United Youth Football Club, Penny Hill Road, Holbeach in Links, PE 12 7PR, doors open at 10 a.m. Disabled available from 9:30. £3 to get in. The event will feature a car boot sale, catering, flea market and trade stands. For more information, contact Graham, G8NWC, 07754619701. Email rally, figures 2023, at sdars.org.uk, or visit sdars.org.uk/SpaldingRally. The Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Summer Rally will take place on Saturday the 10th of June. Their venue will be St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden in Rochdale, OL 12 7QR. Doors open at 10 a.m. and entry is £3, refreshments, plenty of free parking. Further information or book a stall, contact Ros Worrell via Ros Allin, that's R-O-Z-A-L-L-I-N, at gmail.com, or Dave Carden via dave@cardens.me.uk. The Mendips Rally will take place on Sunday the 11th of June. The venue is Farringdon Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Street, Farringdon, Gurney in Somerset, BS396TY. £2 entrance, £7.30 for traders. The doors open, £9.30 for visitors. Booking and inquiries, please contact Luke on 07870 168197, or email mendipsrally, all one word, at hotmail.com. The Junction 8 Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 11th of June. The venue is the Alfreton Leisure Centre, Bowles Hall, Church Street, Alfreton, D557BD. Doors open at 10:15. Admission is £4, a fee of £12 to book a table in advance. A bar and refreshments will be available on site. For more information, directions and booking form, visit snadarc.com or email secretary at snadarc.com. Special event news now. Special call sign DR100 X-ray is active until the 30th of June. The station's operating to commemorate 100th anniversary of the death of the physicist Wilhelm C. Röntgen. His discovery of X-rays in 1895 earned him the inaugural Nobel Prize in Physics in 1901, and of course revolutionised diagnostic medicine. QSL via the Bureau or direct to DJ6SI. 95 years ago, on the 25th of May 1928, the airship Italia crashed on the ice on its way back from the North Pole. A small tent dyed red for maximum visibility was the only shelter for the survivors. Commemorating the role of radio and amateur radio in rescuing the survivors, special call sign II1ITR will be active on the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands using SSB and CW until the 12th of July. QSL via IZ1ETD. See QRZ.com for any more information. John W5JON will be active as Victor 47JA from St Kitts, that's NA104, until Wednesday the 7th of June. He's operating SSB and FT8 on the HF and 6 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or directly to W5JON. Lars SM6EUK will be active from Venn Island, EU137, until Sunday the 11th of June, as SA6G-7. He'll operate the 40 to 10 metre bands using CW, QSL via his home call, Logbook of the World and Club Logs OQRS. T88PB will be active again from Koror Island, which is OC009, until Monday the 19th of June. He's operating HF bands, QSL via JA0JHQ directly. Now for the contest news. The ARRL International Digital Contest ends at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 4th of June. Using digital modes on the 160 to 6 metre bands, the exchange is your 4-character locator. National Field Day ends at 1500 UTC today, Sunday the 4th. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Also today, the 4th UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the UK 6 metre group Summer Contest ends at 1300 UTC using all modes on the 6-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and member number. Tomorrow the 5th, Monday, the 80-metre club championship data contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80-metre band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 6th, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC FM on the 2-metre band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. And also Tuesday, the 144 UK activity contest runs from a 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 7th of June, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-metre band. The exchange is report and 4-character locator. Also on the same date, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 2-metre band. The exchange is signal report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 8th of June, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 11th of June, the 2nd 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 2-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The IARU ATV contest starts on Saturday the 10th of June at 12 noon and ends on Sunday the 11th of June at 1800 UTC. Using TV on 432 megs and up frequencies, the exchange is serial number, 4-digital code and locator. On Sunday the 11th of June, the Practical Wireless 2-metre QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using phone, maximum of 5 watts on the 2-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, we had a relatively calm period last week with the KP index remaining below 3 and plenty of sunspots. Although we started the week with the solar flare index in the low 150s, it quickly picked up to 161 by Thursday. As a result, there was DX to be had, although most of the attention was on 6 metres where some outstanding multi-hop DX contacts were being made. But back on HF, and people have been chasing T31TT in the central Kiribati Islands. Some have made it, but it's a difficult path. Closer to home, Nobby Styles, G0VJG, and Emil DLHJJ have been active on Rockall, which is IOTA 189, using the call sign MM0UKI. Rockall is an uninhabitable granite island situated in the North Atlantic. The nearest permanently inhabited place is North Uist, an island in the Outer Hebrides of Scotland, 200 nautical miles to the east. They have been working from the UK mainland on 30 metres and 20 metres and heard in the east of England on 15 metres, possibly via Sporadic Key. They may have been a little too close to northern areas for 20 metres, as you may have been inside their skip zone. Yeah, that doesn't read quite right, does it? I think it's just either a reply to somebody who asked the question, or it's pointing out that if he'd been trying to get hold of them, that's the reason it's either been too difficult or whatever. However, that I read it as it comes. One of their aims is to raise as much as possible for the Royal Navy and Royal Marines Charity and ABF, the Soldiers' Charity, so please support them if you can. This weekend we may have unsettled geomagnetic conditions, partly due to an Earth-facing coronal hole, with the KP index peaking at 5. But after the weekend, things may settle with a maximum KP index of 2. The solar flux index is predicted to be around 150, declining to 130 as the week goes on, so HF conditions may be down a little on last week. VHF and up, the weather pattern seems stuck in its typical late spring, early summer state, with cold northeasterly winds in eastern areas. There are good prospects for western Britain to shine, but leaving eastern areas struggling. The route causes a large area of high pressure that's over northern Britain and currently trying to transfer to the east, which could improve things either way. It does mean that Tropo was doing a lot of the propagation last week and will do so for much of next. As the high edges east and splits into one to the west and one to the east of the UK, it could leave room for isolated thundery showers to encroach into southern and southwestern areas and give a chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The main mode of interest will probably be sporadic E, and there have been a few examples in the last week, both single hop within Europe and multi-hop paths to the States, the Far East and Australia. The first week of June is typically a prime period for sporadic E, and although the jet stream position suggests many paths northeast to Scandinavia and Baltic regions will be best, other multi-hop options further afield are worth exploring too. Monitor the clusters and band maps to see where activity is happening. And if you hear this in time, you may want to check the 24-hour UK 6-metre group summer sporadic E contest, which ends at 1300 UTC today, the 4th of June, that's Sunday. There should be plenty of activity. Other modes may also pop into view, such as aurora and meteor scatter, so we may be spoilt for choice. Moon declination is negative all week and still falling until Tuesday. We're past apogee, so path losses will fall as the week goes on, so we'll also have short moon and window with falling path losses until perigee late on Tuesday. 144 meg sky noise on high is high, reaching a peak of 2,700K on Monday and only going below 300K by Friday. And that's it from the propagation team. Until next week, same from me. Until I see you next week also.